This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Loveland has announced a $3 million settlement with Karen Garner, a 73-year-old woman with dementia who was injured during a violent arrest last summer. The settlement comes one day after Garner's attorney released an internal report from the Loveland Police Department, which shows multiple people in the department's chain of command reviewed body camera footage of the arrest and found the officer's actions were within policy. Garner suffered a fractured arm and a dislocated shoulder during the arrest. Two officers involved still face criminal charges. Commissioners in Douglas County voted unanimously to leave the Tri-County Health Department Monday over a showdown about masks in school. The three members of the board voted to form their own health department. This comes after Tri-County passed a mask mandate for students in Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties in response to an increase in COVID-19 cases as schools opened. Sedalia resident Ryan Arbush urged Duggo to leave the health department.
Just a huge overreach. Tri-County Board of Health is an unelected group of people who can impose their will on us.
But James Poplaski of Parker wonders whether it's worth the cost.
Please listen to public health experts. Let's mask up, keep our taxes low, and keep our children safe.
The move would take effect at year's end. Smoke from out-of-state wildfires is blanketing most of the state today and could reach unhealthy levels for sensitive people or those with health conditions. Smoke is being reported in the western two-thirds of Colorado, with the worst effects along the Front Range from Gunnison to Fort Collins. State health officials are also warning of unhealthy ozone levels affecting the region. Right now, it's 6:06 in Denver. This is CPR News.